Hi, it's July 8, the day in 1963 when Margaret Smith, soon to be Margaret Court, became the first Australian to win the Wimbledon women's title.
Margaret Smith wins game, set and match.
The Seekers split up on this day in 1968 with Judith Durham announcing she was going solo. It came just a year after the group were collectively named Australian of the Year. The inaugural Rugby League State of Origin game was played on July 8, 1980. Players returned to play for their own state, with Queensland famously led to victory by Arthur Beetson. Another of the great players that night was celebrating a birthday, but more on that later.
Chris Case, great piece of work. That could be the one to break the New South Wales back.
And in 1982, Diet Coke hit the shelves. Do you remember this ad?
Introducing Diet Coke.
The birthdays, popular actor Jeffrey Tambor is 77, been in a stack of TV shows and movies since the early 70s, everything from The Love Boat to Arrested Development and Mr. Mum to the Hangover movies.
Remember what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Ian McFadyen is 73, the Australian comedian and writer, was one of the creators and stars of The Comedy Company.
To my left lie the vast grasslands of the lawn, which themselves abound in many fascinating creatures.
Angelica Houston turns 70 today. She played Morticia in the film versions of The Addams Family.
Seek out the dark forces and join their hellish crusade.
Hollywood icon Kevin Bacon celebrates his 63rd birthday. Long list of movies. Footloose, Apollo 13, A Few Good Men.
Now, I assume we'll find the term Code Red and its definition in that book. Am I correct?
And Australian Rugby League immortal Mal Meninga is 61. Big Mal played in that first Origin, won grand finals with the Raiders, coached Queensland to state supremacy, and is the current national coach. Happy birthday, Mal. Finally, the man who introduced TV to Australia was also born on this day. Bruce Gyngell died aged 71 in 2000, but will always be remembered for these words.
Good evening and welcome to television.
Remembering Bruce Gyngell on July 8.